Hello, 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 my dolls. Welcome back to the Busy Yet Pretty podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Haley. Saying I'm excited for this episode is an absolute understatement because I am elated, unbelievably excited for this episode because I'm so ready for spring. And the day this episode is released, it will be the day before spring. So spring is tomorrow and it's just the perfect time to get that spring inspo. So without further ado, let's get into our weekly review. So this week I had my birthday. Well, I just turned 21 and it feels crazy. I feel like I'm older than 21 kind of. So I don't know. I'm just really happy and I just had such a great birthday and I can't wait to share it with you guys. Next episode, I'll give a little rundown what I did for my birthday. Another thing this week is I have been really trying to stay organized, as I always say, but prioritizing staying organized, it can be so helpful for your mental health, for you to be able to practice and really spend time on what matters the most when you're not having to worry about everything all over the place and just having a organized schedule and organized environment. Lastly, this week, I have been really trying to be mindful of long-term goals. I'm really looking forward to the future and all that's ahead. I just launched a jewelry line collection with Enrau and it's stunning. It's the Golden Class Girl collection. I linked it in the show notes, but just really excited to plan more exciting long-term projects coming up. So I'm very excited. Now moving on to the current obsession. My current obsession right now is essential oil diffusers. I literally love having essential oils going throughout the morning. I will just put my diffuser on and it just feels so relaxing and really just helps me wake up in the morning and also wind down. Another current obsession right now is the Drew Barrymore chair that I have. It is the cutest chair ever. I literally live in it. The moment I got it, I was like, this is the chair for me. I'm sure you guys have seen it, but it's literally the cutest chair slash couch you could have. Another current obsession right now is salicylic acid. I have always used a ton of pimple patches and I feel like, oh my gosh, I love pimple patches because it always gets rid of any little breakout I have. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't always put pimpled patches on my face all the time. So I looked at the ingredients of what is in all these pimple patches that I have, and sure enough, it's salicylic acid. So I started just putting salicylic acid on my face, and my face has gotten so clear lately. I am just like shocked where I've been loving using it on my skin. Okay, my last current obsession. I know you guys hear this every week, but I can't lie. It's literally my current obsession all the time. And it's not just me because I keep seeing my DMs of people saying, I am obsessed with this too. So it's not just me, but I am in a popcorn phase. I love a good popcorn. I'm such a popcorn girl. It just tastes so good and also has great fiber. I love, love, love popcorn, specifically the Himalayan Gold one from Lesser Evil. Nothing better than just sitting down for the night, putting on some Big Brother, and having my pink Himalayan salt popcorn. Now onto the goal of the week. My goal of the week is to dial down and learn more on the science behind stress. I feel like it's so important to really understand what stress is stemming from. And seeing that my cortisol levels with my lab test was so imbalanced, it makes complete sense because that's probably also why I lost my period. But I have just been really trying to de-stress and trying to find what is the underlying stress and not just, you know, I'm stressed from this, I'm stressed from that, but actually trying to figure out what is stressing me out subconsciously. Another goal of the week right now is to venture out of my comfort zone. You need to venture out of your comfort zone. I'm telling you, you will finally be able to live your life once you try new things and venture out. Push yourself and do something that is not comfortable for you, but you know that will have a great output. Example, if you have an opportunity to volunteer for a school event, but you know that's not really your thing, you know, try it out because it may really be beneficial to you. And lastly, my goal of the week is to religiously start dry brushing. My skin is so soft after I dry brush. I always love a good dry brush before my shower. I shower and then I put a body oil on. Chef's kiss. Literally, my skin is glowing and so smooth. Now moving on to the affirmation. Your affirmation is, I am living my life purely in the lens of positivity. I love that affirmation so much because it's so good to remember that we are trying to live our life through a positive outlook. The point of being here is to be happy and live our life to the fullest. Now onto the self-love question. Who am I going to become this spring? I love that question so much because it's so great to reflect on how we were this past winter and who are we planning to become and what are we going to try to work on going into this new season. Lastly is a challenge of the week. Your challenge is begin locating your stressors in life and continue to dig deeper to find your solutions. I love that challenge so much because it's super important to find, you know, what is causing us to stress out and how can we solve this rather than ignoring it, pushing it to the side, or putting a band-aid on it. And now onto the podcast review. And this review says, I've been listening to your podcast for over a year now, and whenever I need inspiration, motivation, or when a new episode comes out, I'm always ready to listen. I've been able to become a better version of myself from listening, and I cannot thank you enough for sharing. I love this podcast. Thank you so much for your kind review. You guys have no clue how happy it makes me to hear that the podcast gives you motivation and joy, because that's my purpose of the podcast. I truly love you guys so unbelievably much. And if you want to be featured on next week's episode, please feel free to leave a podcast review over Apple Podcasts. Now the time we've been waiting for, let's get into the episode. My golden class girls, it is a pink peony spring, okay? We are going to have a spring of a lifetime. So let's get into talking about the perfect closet, beauty, and itinerary for you to have a perfect peony pink spring. I can just feel this spring is going to be truly the best one yet for us. This season, you are going to tap into your divine feminine and prepare for the summer and lean into the springtime this year. It's easy to look past the seasons, but I promise you, if you take time to lean into the seasons, it can bring you so much joy and really just allow yourself to feel very aligned. From your outfits, to your hair, to your makeup, to your day-to-day activities, and just meeting up with the girls, everything. Let's get into the ultimate spring mood board. So as I said, this is gonna be a pink peony spring. We are ditching the neutrals and bringing in the lace white mini skirts, pink off-the-shoulder tops, and cute little claw clips. This spring, you must have flowers restocked weekly in your house. It will be the biggest compliment to your home to have flowers in your house always restocked throughout the springtime. And that goes to say, that does not mean you have to spend $15 on flowers every week. You can go on a little springtime walk and go pick the flowers yourself that you come across and make a little flower bouquet out of the ones you found. Regardless of where you get your flowers, I think it's so important to have some liveliness of flowers and plants in your home, especially throughout the springtime. And you'll be surprised how happy it makes you to wake up every morning to see those flowers. Honestly, I'd like to touch on spring cleaning your house, but I have to figure out my own problem with that and have a solution for myself before I share any advice on that one. It's safe to say I'm a hoarder. Anyways, let's get into how you can have the perfect spring closet. It is time to break out the colors, okay? Any colors that you had pushed in the back of your closet because it's been winter and fall, get those out. It is time to bring back the color, ditch the neutrals. Both maxi and mini skirts are the perfect spring look with any outfit. We love a good skirt this spring, especially when paired with a fitted top. So perfect. Sweaters also give the perfect touch to any outfit, or wearing a sweater but with just the top button closed. Sweaters just look so dainty, so feminine, and so stunning. Now onto headbands. Headbands are making a comeback. Okay, what happened to headbands? I feel like we all grew up with headbands and then they like fell off the side of the earth since 2018. Headbands are so cute and they just give that 90s beautiful girly look, especially during the springtime. I think headbands are adorable. My favorite ones are from MEJ. They're $16, but again, there's so many other places you can get headbands for very inexpensive, like Amazon, Target, Walmart. If you're someone who's on a budget, or even if you're not on a budget and just like a deal, it's easy to look at the $100 item and think, wow, I want that one because everyone else has it and that's the trending item. But if, let's say, there's an item exactly like it for $10, you can get the $10 one and still feel in the loop of that. Not that you should ever feel like you have to be a part of a trend. That is stupid, okay? I actually preach to go outside the trends, do things that are different, and do what you truly love. But let's say you do like a trend and you can't afford the trending item. That similar and expensive version of the item is perfect as well. And I always think the item is what you make of it. Everything is what you make of it, okay? I will find things that are $5 at the thrift store and I absolutely wear it and I dress it up and I love the item so much and I value it because I made that the item. I viewed it that way. Nobody knows it was $5. And also, I am someone who is not afraid to say that I got a deal with something. I love saying my items are thrifted because they are. I thrifted such a big percentage of my closet. And I am someone who loves a deal. I love my luxury items, but I love a deal as well. I know I went off on a tangent, but again, if there's a certain item that's trending where you don't really want to spend the money on that or can't afford it, so you go for the similar and expensive version of it, that's perfect. And treat it like the item that you want it to be, okay? Even though it was $5 or $10, that item should still be treated the same way that you had treated the $100 item. Things are what you make of it and how you view it. So view your items and view things with respect, regardless of how much it costs. Okay, I'm done with that tangent. I just had to get that out there because I am someone who loves giving budget-friendly accessories and items along with the luxury ones because we all want to feel part of something and we all want to feel the best of our style and the things we get. And sometimes it can feel discouraging if, you know, we can't afford that purse that everyone has. So I always want to make it clear that even if you buy the budget-friendly option, that is just as great as the trending, more expensive option. Okay, moving on to glasses. I love a non-prescription glasses, okay? I love a good non-prescription glasses, and I feel like every single person who actually needs prescription glasses is always like, why do you want to wear those? You're so lucky that you don't need it. But I think it's so beautiful. So if you are someone who does need glasses or contacts, this is your time to embrace your fuzzy vision and wear your glasses. Glasses are sexy. Glasses are in. I remember Bella Hadid wore glasses a while back and all of a sudden it started trending. But personally, I always loved the look of glasses. I was the one kid at the eye doctor who would try to lie about the eye exam test and be like, oh, like reading off different letters just so I got glasses. I never got them, but I always love glasses. I think they're so cute. So if you have glasses, ditch your contacts and get on your glasses. Spring closets are never complete without a kitten heel. Whatever season it is, kitten heels are always stunning winter, spring, summer, fall season. Kitten heels to me are just a year-round staple. This may be a hot take, but kitten heels are the most comfortable shoes, and you cannot hate me for saying that because I genuinely believe it, and I've asked people before and they agree with me. Get yourself some kitten heels, and next, get yourself some long, flowy dresses for the spring. Long dresses are a staple for the springtime. Some brands that I personally love for the spring and summer are House of CB, For Love and Lemons, Goop, and Love Shack Fancy. They have the cutest dresses, and you can also use their website as inspo because it gives you great ideas for what you're trying to look for. And as you know, I'm always someone who loves sharing budget-friendly options as well. Because let's be honest, who doesn't like a deal? I know I love a deal, so I bet you do too. But if you're someone who maybe has a budget or wants to get a good deal, some better options to help you shop for springtime outfits are Brandy Melville, Steve Madden, Amazon, Target, Walmart. They have great springtime outfits as well. And you'd be surprised what you find at Walmart. I promise you, my favorite tank tops are actually from Walmart and they were $2 each and I live in them. Now let's move on to hair. So our hair is gonna channel that springtime energy and with that comes braids. I love a good braid during the springtime. Also try out doing some waves or like curls in your hair. I feel like we're just ready for that blowout look. Everyone's trying out the heatless curls, which I need to try myself. I still have not tried it. Or I know another great way to do the heatless curls is using just a sock. You can literally just use a sock to do the heatless curls. There's many videos. You can search up how to do it. And I'll try that out myself soon too. And oh my goodness, most importantly, a claw clip. Claw clips are the definition of spring. We love a good claw clip, whether we're using it for a bun, putting our hair up into like a ponytail, or just pinning it back. A claw clip is essential. My favorite place to get claw clips are MEJ, although I know they are kind of pricey, so another great place is Walmart. Amazing claw clips, also Target, and of course Amazon. Now let's touch on beauty. It is time for you to get out your blushes and your dewy makeup and live in that dewy pink peony glowy makeup look. As much as I love a smoky eye, it is time to ditch the smoky eye and replace it with a white, silver, and pink eyeshadow. Maybe even a white eyeliner too. I feel like the springtime just channels that lighter, more natural makeup look. I feel like the springtime just gives, quote, clean girl makeup look. So maybe it's time for you to try some lighter, dewy, maybe pink makeup. This spring, I'm going for that clean girl gets kissed by a field of flowers makeup. And blushes, blushes everywhere, okay? We love blushes. I swear it can be on your lips, your nose, and most importantly, your cheeks. The best places to find really great blushes are House Labs, Rare Beauty, Milani, and Say Beauty are some personal favorites. But again, there are so many great blushes that are drugstore as well. I'm just ready for that spring, summer, sun-kissed look. And honestly, I feel like you are too. In honor of spring, I'm posting a pink peony dewy spring makeup look over my Instagram, so you can go check that out to get some inspo. And if you're someone who struggles with acne, I just want to say this. I have struggled with acne this past year and a half, and I truly felt so frustrated, and because I've never struggled with acne before. It's my first time really having it, and it was really, really hard on me because I was trying to adapt with how do I get rid of it, how do I embrace it. And I truly didn't know how to feel. Thankfully, my skin has been clearing up the past few months, but throughout my acne journey, I really realized that it's so important to embrace whatever stage that you're currently in. Even if it doesn't feel like your best, embrace it. So if you are someone who's struggling with acne, I really hope you realize that it's so important to love your skin and you are beautiful just the way you are. And I know it's cliche, but when I was struggling with my skin, I made such an effort to believe that my skin would heal, and most importantly, to realize that my skin is so beautiful because I am carrying, my body is carrying my soul. Yeah, sometimes my skin does weird things like get acne, but you know what? My body is so amazing that it's carrying my soul, it's carrying my life. I began to view my skin and my body in a different light when I realized, you know what? This body is just carrying my soul, and I should love that body because this is mine and it's carrying my soul and it's mine. And that really allowed me to look at my skin in a different way when I was struggling with acne. And I hope you just have some sort of peace thinking of that, realizing that it's not all about what we look like on the outside. And I know it's cliche. I swear I get it. I literally am someone who enjoys taking lots of time into their appearance and my looks. And I'm not someone who's pure body positivity. You know, it doesn't matter what you look like, because I'm not gonna lie, I enjoy taking time into what I look like and doing my hair, doing my makeup, and feeling cute and sexy. But it's also good to realize that regardless what you're looking like at this stage of your life, this is your stage right now. It is okay. You are beautiful no matter what you look like, and you should be so grateful to your skin, to your body, that it's carrying your beautiful soul to live your life. Today, I have just gone off on little tangents, but I feel like they've been so needed. So I hope that brought you some peace and comfort if you are someone who's struggling with acne or a skin problem or anything that you may be feeling insecure about your body for. And moving into spring, as I always say, it's so important to have the mindset that you deserve the best, where it is so important to treat yourself, whether that be a foot soak, getting your nails done with the girls, having a spa day, a facial, anything to actually make you feel good about yourself. And if you choose the top option for everything in life, why settle for a doctor? This is your health. As you guys know, I'm a huge health advocate, and I truly believe you investing in your health is one of the best things that you could do for yourself and longevity. ZocDoc is the perfect place to find tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all with verified patients patient reviews. So don't settle for anything but the best, as I always say, and go for the best, finding the perfect doctor for you. With ZocDoc, there's so many options, which is great because I am very picky and I want something to be perfectly aligning to myself and my needs. ZocDoc is a free app where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and can instantly book appointments with them online. I personally love ZocDoc because sometimes it's so hard to find a doctor that actually fits right for you, and I am someone who utilizes reviews so much because based off of experiences, you're able to see what other people feel about a certain doctor, and I feel like that's really important, especially for what exactly you're looking for. Go to ZocDoc.com/busy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/busy. ZocDoc.com/busy. Now onto the itinerary for the spring. It is time for you to get dressed up in your little mini skirt and get your claw clips in your hair and go strawberry picking. It's the time of the season to go strawberry picking and browse the flower fields and just enjoy the springtime. Another thing you could do is take a pottery class and get creative. I was such a Bethany Moda girl growing up, and I always loved watching DIY and crafts, and for some reason, the springtime always just feels like the most creative months to get crafty. Maybe go outside and literally get magazines, cut paper, and go paste it on mood boards, make cute inspo boards. Another thing you can do is go on a walk, safely, of course, and turn on a podcast or music. Listen to something that's going to make you de-stress and realign with your peace. And one of my all-time favorites for the spring is baking. It is time for you to start baking, and it's honestly the perfect way to spend time with yourself. It allows you to be hands-on to decorate a cake, and maybe you can decorate cupcakes or a cake with flowers and fruit and just make it so spring feeling like. Give it to your neighbors, your friends. Just get in that springtime spirit because that's going to make you feel and live the point of life. Most of us often look past the seasons, and we're so grateful to have seasons. And it's the perfect time for us to tap into them, really tap into our divine feminine and embrace and enjoy that part of life. And lastly, is something that I love so very much that you should definitely do this spring is go to the farmers markets. Go to the farmers markets, have a little matcha day, go walk around, get some nice produce, and really embody that spring energy by getting the produce that's in season. Because the springtime is supposed to feel fun, flirty, and sweet. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I did recording it. I feel like I'm just so ready for the spring after talking about it. I'm very excited for getting into the new season. And you know, every day, every new season, every year, every point that you make of it is a new starting point for you to become the best version of yourself. If you enjoyed this episode, please share over your Instagram story, over TikTok, over any of your platforms, because it really helps just grow the show. And it truly means the world. We have been in the top podcast charts for months now, and I'm very, very grateful. So thank you guys so much. And please continue sharing the love of the podcast for your friends, your family, and for your followers to also know that it is time for them to become the best version of themselves. I love you guys with all my heart. You guys are my entire world. Go get on your spring dress and go strawberry picking. And most importantly, do not forget to stay busy yet pretty.